Welcome to a special edition of Breast Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. A few weeks after the May ASCO meeting in Orlando, I had the pleasure of working with Dr. Norman Wallmark, chairperson of the NSABP, who was participating in our colorectal cancer update think tank. Over lunch, I proposed to Dr. Wallmark that our CME group partner with the NSABP and put on a special education symposium at the annual NSABP meeting in September in Baltimore and focus on the adjuvant trastuzumab data presented at ASCO by the NSABP, NCCTG, and big groups. Norm thought about it for a second and said, "It's a short turnaround time, but if you think it's doable, let's take a shot at it." Working with Dr. Charles Geyer, we invited an internationally recognized panel of clinical investigators to discuss the landmark clinical trial findings from the NSABP, NCCTG, and big group presented at ASCO, and to our surprise, just 4 days before the symposium, a series of press releases announced preliminary efficacy findings of the fourth major adjuvant trastuzumab trial, BCRG-006. As fortune had it, the principal investigator of this much-awaited study, Dr. Dennis Slayman, was on our faculty and was willing to comment on what was public information that will be greatly elaborated on in December at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. The edited audio version of the NSABP Trastuzumab Education Symposium is presented at the end of this special 3-CD program. But first, three interviews with faculty members, Dr. Slayman and Dr. Wallmark, and Dr. Brian Leland-Jones. Two other faculty, Dr. Peter Kaufman and Dr. Charles Geyer, were also interviewed and will be featured on our next program. The final faculty member, Dr. Edward Roman, was recently featured in our series. To begin, my interview with Dr. Slayman, who braved a red-eye flight from Los Angeles the night before to join us, but still had an abundance of energy after speaking to the approximately 1,000 NSABP members. When Dr. Slayman sat down with me immediately after the symposium, his enthusiasm for the recent trastuzumab data explosion was obvious.